Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Oh, pardon me, thou bleeding piece of earth, that I am meek and gentle with these political butchers. Thou art the ruins of the most noblest movement for freedom of the 21st century. Woe to the IRS that shed this costly blood. And that's paraphrasing William Shakespeare and as Mark Antony and Julius Caesar when he first saw the body that had been stabbed by Brutus and Cassius and all the conspirators who left the fatal wounds into Caesar. And that's exactly what has happened to the Tea Party. The most egregious wound of all was from the IRS, Ed to IRS. Well, today's show is something special. We got scandals to talk about in Washington, D.C. You are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. A little unusual beginning. And this is an unusual show because our country is in an unusual time, a very complex time of sorting out what happened. And you're going to listen right here today on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to get the news you need to know. And got some important things to tell you right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net where you get Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But what we're going to talk about today, you need to know the difference. There's two definitions that's an exclusive to this show. You've never heard them before. And you tell your friends and neighbors because there's two definitions every American needs to understand. One is, what is an Obamacrat? And the second definition you need to know is, what is an Obama rat? There's a difference between an Obamacrat and an Obama rat. And we're going to talk to you about that and let you know the difference so you can spread the news around the world, because the world needs to know what's going on. We're going to talk about the IRS and the Tea Party, what it has done to the Tea Party. I mentioned how egregious that was at the beginning of the show when I paraphrased Mark Antony when he first saw the body of Caesar who had been stabbed by his conspirators. So today's show, not only will have that, we are also going to get into the Associated Press is being spied on by Eric Holder's Justice Department and the Attorney General Eric Holder to resign. And there's calls from liberal side for him to resign. So very, very big scandals that are on top of the Benghazi that we still don't have the answers to. And the White House did provide some Benghazi emails to confirm that the State Department drove some political edits. They wanted to edit things for political reasons to get President Barack Obama reelected. So we got some things to cover in this show, and we'll get to the Tombstone of the Week award at the end, because it's going to go to Sarah Hall Ingram. Who is Sarah Hall Ingram? Well, stay tuned to Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week award. She works for the IRS, and you won't believe what she's about to do and working in what division of the IRS and what division she came from. So stay tuned to the Tombstone of the Week award, because somebody's actions named Sarah Hall Ingram should be buried 6 feet beneath the ground below a tombstone. Okay, let's go on. First off on today's show, you need to know the difference between an Obamacrat and an Obama rat. First off, if you're a Democrat and you like your president, you have become not a Democrat, you have become an Obamacrat. The Democratic Party is morphing into the Obamacrat Party. It's the Obamacrats. They don't want to recognize that this president This president is making mistakes after mistake, and he's doing it so he could get reelected, and they refuse. They put their head in the sand, and the entire Democratic Party has become the Obama Party, Obamacrat Party. So if you're a Democrat and you support the president, you are an Obamacrat. Your head is in the sand with truth and reality. I'm sorry, liberals, everybody gets that. But there is a difference, a big difference between an Obamacrat and an Obama rat. What's an Obama rat? Well, Jonathan Alter, when he was speaking to, of all people, Chris Matthews on Chris Matthews' show, he made a statement that pretty much tells what an Obama rat is. And let me play what he said, and then I'm going to give you the true definition of for an Obama rat.
They're all in awe of the president. They have an unhealthy love for him. Yes, they do sometimes tell him the bad news, which he says he wants. They're not all sycophants.
Jonathan Alter, the liberal journalist, just saying that there's this group of people around the president who has an unhealthy love for the president. It's not just the people in the White House. It's people anywhere. They can be in the IRS. They can be in his campaign. They can be anywhere in government. And what you see, I've heard over and over, you had federal workers and being told you can't put campaign messages around your desk where you work. And yet it didn't stop them. They had an unhealthy love for President Obama, and they would break the law to see that their love was not conquered by what man or woman might say, or even a law may say. What do you think that the IRS agents, were they given from up on high in the Obama campaign? I doubt it. They just knew. The Obama campaign knew they had operatives in place and they would know what to do. That's what an Obama rat is. Someone who will break the law. Someone who will make sure it whatever it takes. No questions asked. They'll make sure they tear down anything that would hurt the reelection of President Barack Obama. They didn't have to be given orders from the White House or the reelection campaign. Look, an Obama rat is somebody who will put the health of the reelection team of President Obama over the health of the country. Benghazi, do I have to say anything else? How many Americans died? 4 Americans died. Ask a couple of weeks ago. Did they die for the country, or did they die so that President Barack Obama could be reelected? I'm not talking about their bravery. Their bravery was true American heroes. I'm saying the people who allowed them to die, were those decisions for politics, for political purposes, or was it for what's best for the country? Those are the decisions. Obama rats make decisions that are good for the reelection of Barack Obama. Hey, by the way, on Benghazi, where was Ann Jarrett the night of Benghazi? Who gave the stand down orders? Did Ann Jarrett know anything about this? I would like to know, wouldn't you? Did Ann Jarrett know anything on national security? Did she make any political decisions? Did President Barack Obama talk to Ann Jarrett the night of Benghazi? I would like to know. And it's good for President Obama. They believe in President Obama so much that they'll make decisions that hurt Americans, hurt other people, hurt the freedom that we love here in this country, just so that their love affair for this President Obama can keep going for 4 more years. So Obama rats are nothing more than political cockroaches. An Obama rat is a political cockroach that we saw happening in the IRS, and that wasn't, you know, over a year ago. We did a show about the National Organization for Marriage. They had sensitive financial documents that only the IRS had. But those documents had been leaked somehow. Somebody in an IRS sent them to their political enemies. They sent them, and one of the co-chairs of President Barack Obama's reelection team had these sensitive documents and made them public. How did he get them? Did he ask for them? No, I don't think they had that kind of power. But we had Obama rats in the IRS that were sending out information on an illegal basis. Did we ever get to the bottom of that? I haven't heard. We're going to be looking into that now that this IRS has come out about the Tea Party. But you have to understand there's Obamacrats and Obama rats. And the Obamacrats really fuel the Obama rats because they don't put them down. They don't hose them off when their love affair for the president goes beyond what's legal and what's good for the country. The Obamacrats stand in. They say, well, it's not our fault. It is your fault for not hosing down these people who are so hot that they'll burn the country down to save the re-election of Obama. That's just explaining what an Obamacrat is and an Obama rat. But it leads us to what really started the show when I used the speech from Mark Antony. I'm here to tell you right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, I'm not going out on a limb. I'm just telling it like it is. President Barack Obama would not have been re-elected if the IRS had not destroyed the Tea Party movement. They weren't the only people. Just like Caesar was stabbed by many conspirators, but it really upset him when Brutus, the most egregious cut of all, stabbed him. And that's like the IRS. We have to have a government entity. Everybody has to report to the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. It's something that just weighs over us, and we have to have somewhat of a trust. You can't fight the IRS, and we had Tea Party groups, and I know of quite a few personally, and they showed a list of what had to be done. Listen, the Tea Party movement was made up of grassroots people who wanted a better government. People who had never been in politics before were coming out and saying, I'll take a stand for freedom. And what happened? What happened is the IRS they actually granted a few of these organizations tax exempt status. And then all of a sudden something happened in 2010. You couldn't get any answers. The only thing you could get was questionnaires that you had to fill out. Questions like, who, name everybody that's been to your meeting. Name anybody that might be running for office, and if they have a family member that might be running for office, anybody you expect to come to your meeting. And they were told, if you don't have this information, you could be put in jail for perjury. This is coming from the IRS. They were scaring the Tea Party. They were scaring the heebie-jeebies out of people. These are people who work 8-hour jobs, and they work the working class people, and they're trying to get together, and they don't have enough money even to apply to the IRS and for legal status. And they're looking at this and saying, you're going to be put in jail or fined if you perjure yourself and you write this information. And they said, forget it. Forget it. We can't organize. I mean, I can't lose my family's livelihood just trying to make a political statement and saying I don't like what's going on in Washington, D.C. They may keep saying they don't like it, but they're not going to come together as a legal group. Not when you're asked questions open-ended like, name everybody's ever been to one of your meetings. Name anybody that's ever donated to you. And then if you have a group and you're looking for donations to help out in some way in a political candidate, what happens when you say you have to name everybody when the other groups, the liberal groups, don't have to name their donors? Is that legal? No, it's not legal. But it sucked the wind out of the Tea Party movement. Man, I'm sorry. I'm so worked up. But I do believe we would have a new commander-in-chief, and we'd have somebody that would tell us the truth in the White House if the Tea Party movement had not been bludgeoned to death by the IRS. Is it dead? Well, we'll see if it can come back again. We'll see if it'll rise again. Maybe we have a resurrection of the Tea Party. But I'm telling you, they were grassroots people, everyday people. They didn't have the money and they didn't have the time, but they were given their time. And the IRS cut them down, cut them off at the legs, broke their spirit. And they did it in the name of getting President Barack Obama reelected. Rogue, they said. They were rogue people in a Cincinnati IRS office. How do we know? We need that investigation. But the thing is, they won. They won. President Barack Obama is back in the White House. Maybe one or two people go to jail. I hope so. More than that need to be. But they won. They played dirty politics and they won. They won the election. We can't go back and redo the election of 2012. President Obama says, we're going to fix this. No, President Obama, the fix was in when you got reelected. You knew that. Your people had the most sophisticated computer screen and computer team ever put together, and you knew everything that was going on, especially in every swing state. And why? Why did the IRS send confidential, very sensitive information that the Tea Party groups had to turn in? Why did it give it to the liberal journalist group? Why? It sent, oh, well, we're sorry, we didn't mean to do that. How? How did it get in the hands of that liberal journalist group? Well, I'm telling you why. Because of Obama rats. The Obama rats are in the sewer of the political system, and they won. They're laughing because they won. Somebody may go to jail. Who cares? They won. That's the way the far left liberal socialist mind thinks. As long as they can get to socialism, as long as they can get on their way to nirvana of communism, oh, communism doesn't work. Well, it never was done in the correct way. That's what these new communists will tell you. And they won't call themselves communists now, but they know they're on the right road and we're heading that way. And they got somebody that's a good socialist, is what they call Obama, and they know good and well he's more than a socialist. He's the far left dream kid in the White House. And the Obama rats put him there. And they played dirty politics. And they broke the rules. They broke the law. And now our country is paying for what a pitiful, pitiful thing that we've had to go through. The Obama rats won the election. The Tea Party was defused. The Tea Party, as you know, back in 2010, they ran Nancy Pelosi out of the speakership in the United States House of Representatives. It was a huge movement. And the left was scared to death. What would we do? This is what's happening in 2010. How can we ever get our president reelected? So they went to illegal methods. And I'm not saying, saying the Obama reelection team did this, but they knew they had people in key places. And by golly, those people, these Obama rats, they stayed in the sewer. And when it came time, they spilled out sewage all over in the political world. The political cockroaches, the political sewer rats. That's what an Obama rat is. And that's why President Barack Obama is in the White House today. He should have never been reelected. The Tea Party movement was bludgeoned to death by the IRS, along with other groups. We know that in the African-American journals, the magazines, I could call names, but every one of them ran reports on how racist the Tea Party was. Where did they get their information? Where did they get their pictures? Were they framed? Did somebody set up some of these pictures? Why was there this movement to kill the Tea Party? It was a front. It wasn't just the IRS, but that was the most egregious cut of them all. But it was a spirited everything from the Occupy movement to the African-American press. There was a huge full frontal assault on the Tea Party movement because Americans, grassroots Americans, got together and said, we want to change our government. Hey, they got rid of Republicans, too. Look at what happened in Utah. Senator Bennett kicked out. Look what happened in Indiana. Senator Lugar kicked out. Longtime Republicans. It was cleaning house. And guess what? The IRS is what did them in. It's time for the IRS to end. We need something. We need a fair tax, or you can talk about a flat tax, but the IRS, it's an abysmal system. And now you want to give your health care,
You want to give up everything you know, all the secrets of your life and your health. You're going to give it to the IRS that is sending information out to political enemies. How can we ever trust the IRS? Shut down Obamacare. Shut down the 16,000 new IRS agents. Are they dedicated to Barack Obama? Are they Obama rats? Obamacrats? What are they? They do not need to be funded by the House of Representatives. Stop the funding until we know we got a organization called the IRS that we can trust. It won't ever happen, folks, because people are people. People are flawed, and we saw that, and they say it won't ever happen again. How many times I've heard President Obama say, we're going to get to the bottom of this so we'll know it'll never happen again. Why did it happen in the first place, Mr. President? And that goes, takes us right in to what we need to talk about with the spying on the Associated Press by Eric Holder, Eric Holder's group. And let me play this little short take. This is what I detest about the administration, and I detest about Eric Holder. And we're going to play a clip that happened last week in the United States House of Representatives with Congressman Issa from California questioning Eric Holder. Before we do that, let me remind you that you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on www.webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And if you are upset, as I am, when I hear the name Benghazi, when I hear the name IRS versus the Tea Party, when I hear the name Associated Press being spied on by Eric Holder's Department of Justice, what comes to my mind is we need Freedom Works. Freedom Works is the group that you can go to. You can go to my homepage. You can click on the picture of Matt Kibbe. These are grassroots activists that will help your grassroots activists. They're very intelligent. They know what needs to be done. They're working hard to get this country turned around. They need you. And they need me, and we all need to work together so we won't have another administration racked up with scandals like this administration. When you get liberals and socialists in control, this is the kind of lies and deceit you get. This is where Obamacrats and Obamarats get emboldened. Go to Freedom Works. Freedom works for you, and it works for me. You need to go there, get involved, so we can get this nation turned around. We've got to start working on election year 2014 right now. I told you about the Associated Press. You know about that case by now, where Eric Holder and his Department of Justice has gone in. And Eric Holder says, well, he didn't have anything to do with it because he recused himself. But this is what he said on a witness stand when he was talking with Congressman Issa from California. And Congressman Issa had just asked him about some emails that they had subpoenaed months ago. And they'd sent him emails that said to and emails from, but they didn't give him the body of the emails. So listen to what went on last week.
Investigators have seen 34 of the 35 admitted emails that violate the Federal Records Act. They have only seen the to and from. They have not seen the deliberative contents, and they have not seen the remainder of the 1,200 emails. Mr. Cummings, my ranking member, joined in a letter requesting that we have the full contents pursuant to our subpoena of all 1,200. Will you make them available to the committee based on our bipartisan request?
I will certainly look at the request. It's not something that I have personally been involved in, but I'll look at the request and try to be as responsive as we can. I'm sure there must have been a good reason why only the to and from parts were provided.
Yes, you didn't want us to see the details. Mr. Attorney General,
I'm not going to stop talking now. Characterize something as something close to
Mr. Chairman, would you inform the witness as to the rules of this committee?
That is inappropriate and is too consistent with the way in which you conduct yourself as a member of Congress. It's unacceptable and it's shameful.
The gentleman has the time, and the gentleman may ask the questions that he deems right. appropriate.
Do you see what we're saying? This Attorney General Holder feels like he should be given special attention or special circumstances, or he shouldn't be given tough questions, and he doesn't answer questions, and then he gets upset when Congress people will ask him questions, and he doesn't like them because he's a failure as a leader in the Department of Justice. Fire him, President Obama. Fire him now. And that just it's a bewilderment to me. And the press, the lazy press, the lapdog press for this administration that helped get it reelected, they need to turn and see. And let's, okay, this is what they need to do right here.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
That's right, Americans. It's time for the press, the mainstream media, to turn from their wicked ways, turn from their Obama rats policy, their Obama crats policy. They're cheerleading for the Democratic liberal socialist. They need to turn and get their job done, dig in and find the answers, find the truth. The American people want the truth. The Associated Press has been spied on, and if they have any kind of loyalty to the journalism profession, we need some journalists. We need some investigative journalists who will dig down and not stop till they find the answers of the truth. And put it out on this administration, and that's what we need. Let's see if they can turn. There's a time and a season for everything. And this is the time for the journalists, the mainstream media, the press corps to do their job. And all the things going on, the scandals, I have to tell you that we have forgotten, or American people have not been able to latch on to the immigration issue. There's one shining star in this issue named Senator Marco Rubio. He has taken a bull by his horns, and he's taken this bull, and he's trying to make it an immigration bill that's good for America. My hat's off to Senator Marco Rubio. Now, Doc Holliday, are you for the immigration bill? No, not the way it's written. It is a beginning that we can use. But the problem is, it's coming through the Senate. The only thing the Senate wants is to pass a bill and say, look what we've done. We need to change the House of Representatives in 2014 and put Democrats in. That's the only thing they want out of the immigration bill. Look, tell your Hispanic friends and all the friends that you have, if President Barack Obama, here's the truth from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, if immigration was really and truly on his agenda, there's no way that it would not have gotten passed in his first 2 years of office. There was no way any Republican in the House or the Senate could stop an immigration bill of whatever President Obama wanted. It would have gotten through. He does not care about immigration for the people that need help, and we have a broken system. All he wants is political power. If he really wanted the immigration bill, he had it in 2009 and 2010. He could have done it. Help every person understand he is against the immigration bill. He could have done it. He could have done it. He wants a political tool. He wants a lever to beat the Republicans over the head with. And that's why I think Marco Rubio is brave. I appreciate what he's done. But unless this bill is changed, it's not going anywhere. What I would say, the House should pass a bill that they like and send it to the Senate and see which House, which chamber is the one that's holding up the immigration bill. President Barack Obama Surely he could have done it in the first 2 years if he really wanted it. He doesn't want it. He wants a political crowbar to hit the Republicans over the head with. And that's my take on the immigration bill. My hat's off to Marco Rubio for not being afraid to tackle the bull by the horns. But the one that's out there now in the Senate will not work unless it has massive changes. And that brings us up to this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Well, let me tell you, this week's Tombstone of the Week Award goes to who I said, Sarah Hall Ingram. Now, who is Sarah Hall Ingram? Get this. She was the woman who headed the tax-exempt organizations division of the IRS during the time the conservative groups were targeted. Now she is the director of the IRS's Obamacare office. Can you believe it? Can you believe this piece of evidence, this piece of Barack Obama Obama rat? She's an Obama rat. It happened under her watch, and now she's been promoted to be in charge of the IRS's division on Obamacare. She'll have 16,000 jobs to fill. Do you think it's going to be Obama rats getting those jobs? You better believe it. Every one of them has been marked and given and ready to march forward. And praise be President Obama. Our Obama rats, the sewage of the IRS stinks. Stinks to high heaven. It's time we clean it up. If there's only one way to clean it up is to get every Obamacrat out of office in 2014, I have no other way to see. But we need to make sure that the House does not give any money to these 16,000 IRS agents for Obamacare, because every single one of those jobs has been lined up for an Obama rat. They've been waiting in the wings. They've helped Obama get elected twice, and there's people wanting jobs. They've been lining it up. Do you think they don't know that who's applying and who they picked for these jobs? Do you think they'll be Obama rats? Of course they are. Of course they are. Of course they are. Shut the IRS down. Oh, my goodness. It's not a better time to do it. But that's this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. It's going to Sarah Hall Ingram. I cannot believe the audacity of the stupidity of this administration to put the one who was in charge of ruining the conservative groups like the Tea Party, just bludgeoning them to death, stabbing them, killing them, cutting them off from their legal civil rights as American citizens. And she got appointed and now is going to head up the Obamacare of getting 16,000 new agents, and she'll be in charge of them. And everything ever known about your health care will be leaked out, has the potential of being leaked out to the public, just like documents were under her watch. Under her watch. Everything she's done should be buried 6 feet beneath the ground under a tombstone. Her actions are the fact that it happened underneath her. Did she do it? She'll probably claim she didn't. We don't know. We got to find out. But they happened underneath her. If that happened, if all that stink happened underneath her and she didn't smell it, she has no right for leadership in a job of this magnitude. You heard Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You've heard our Obama, the Obama rats and the Obamacrats. Now you know the definitions. Tell your friends and neighbors. And I'll tell you what we need to do as Americans who love our country. We need to march for freedom. When I say that, doesn't mean we all get out to Tea Party marches. But somehow you've got to do something and make some noise. And we got to start lining up candidates to make sure every Obamacrat gets defeated, so the Obama rats won't get every job in Washington, D.C. They're already there. How do you get rid of them? How do you run the rats out of town? You know, we get diseases from rats. One of the rats that brought about the plague in Europe is, you know, they're bringing about the plague in America. Freedoms are being eroded because of the diseases from the Obama rats. We see it everywhere. We've got to find a way to get rid of the Obama rats. And the only way I know right now is to start working on 2014. If you'll work with me, we're going to work through this thing together. And we are going to save America one way or another. We have got to work together through the political process that our forefathers put before us. Even though we've been lied to, cheated, and mistreated, we still have hope and a faith of freedom in America. We do right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I hope you'll join us. And we'll continue on. Let me tell you, next week, we've been on the scandals. We're going to flip back. Last week, we talked some about the West Bank of Israel. Well, I talked to Congressman Fincher from the 8th District of Tennessee, and we talked about Israel. We talked about what's going on in the Middle East. And as I taped this show, I can't tell you, we know that Syria's in a civil war. But I'm telling you, with all this stuff going on domestically, look for the international scene. Look for something big happening in the Middle East. America will probably be a part of it one way or the other. Look for something big to get all these scandals out of the news. And that's why it's important to know what's going on in the state of Israel, in the Middle East, especially right on the West Bank. So we're going to be talking to Congressman Fincher next week about Israel, Israel's role in the world, and our friendship and our ally. The state of Israel, the United States and state of Israel. Be sure to listen to next week's show. If you didn't listen to last week's show of Joshua Waller, go back and listen to it. Unusual show, unusual family. And there, you just need to listen and you know what we're talking about. Great to have you. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.